China steps up efforts to contain a new respiratory virus after confirming it can be transmitted person to person. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Authorities are reportedly shutting down shopping markets and urging unnecessary public gatherings to be cancelled. That's after confirmation at least six people have died and more than 300 are infected by the coronavirus, which causes a type of pneumonia. Passengers at railway stations and airports are now being screened for the virus. As the BBC's Monica Miller explains, that could impact travel in Asia for tens of millions moving around for the new Lunar New Year holiday.
They're expecting about 3 billion trips during this period. You know, when you think about Thanksgiving and Christmas, I mean, that's 116 million people. We're talking a whole other scale here. And this is a major holiday in not just China, but throughout Asia.
This is clearly a health issue, a travel issue also, but stock markets have also reacted to this already.
Several pharmaceutical companies and mask manufacturers out of China have seen their stocks rise to the daily limit, which is 10% on the Shenzhen and Shanghai stock exchanges. But the industry not doing particularly well, Chinese airlines and hotels, they have seen their stocks fall.
Okay. The BBC's Monica Miller in Singapore. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
There's more market reaction to fears about the spread of that virus. European shares are solidly lower after China's Shanghai Composite Index closed down 1.4%. The yuan is on track for its worst day in 5 months. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's Hang Seng dropped 2.8% after Moody's cut the territory's credit rating, citing the government's slow response to months of pro-democracy protests. Explosive debt, inequality, and environmental damage. Negative side effects of economic growth the world hasn't paid enough attention to. That's the argument Deutsche Bank analyst Luke Templeman makes as world leaders settle in at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where Donald Trump has just taken the stage. Mr. Templeman says the next trade war might not be one targeting tariffs on physical goods, but carbon emissions.
If you look at a lot of developed countries and their emission profiles over the last 30 or 40 years, a lot of them look better than they really are. But in some cases, that's because they've effectively exported their emissions to developing countries where things are produced and they just import them back in. So the point of this tax would be at the border to some sort of a tariff on the carbon that was used to make the thing you're importing and thereby incentivize people to lower emissions rather than just export them to other countries.
But if an initiative like that isn't taken up by various countries, could it be the case that in order to invest in clean technology, global economic growth might have to take a back seat, at least for a while?
If we want to have a big impact in the short term, we need to be reducing emissions from the big three emitting areas, industrial, transport, and electricity generation. The problem with that is we know from experience that lower economic growth means unemployment, lower incomes for people.
So are there some alternative, more climate-friendly sources of growth?
One thing that's been talked about quite a lot is government-backed green infrastructure spending. We know that government balance sheets are very stretched, so it doesn't necessarily allow for large direct green investment programs without setting off the risk of a debt crisis in most developed countries. But if central banks get on board, they can create money to finance green projects. And these sorts of investments would lead to jobs. And in countries where unemployment is very low, it would translate into wage gains, which flow on to the real economy. And then if green investments lead to scientific breakthroughs, we may also see, you know, what some would call the holy grail of economic policy, productivity growth. And that would help us support economic growth without the need to pollute in the ways that we have in the past.
Luke Templeman, analyst at Deutsche Bank. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Commuting in Paris might be easier after train lines reopened as tensions over pension reform cool, but the impact of tourism lingers. The BBC's Benji Guy hoofed it to the top of the Sacré-Cœur to find out how visitors have coped.
Made it. It's a cold, windy day here, but there are still many tourists milling around.
My name's Lawrence. I'm from England. There were no services yesterday afternoon. Got on a incredibly crowded bus with luggage, which wasn't ideal by any means.
I'm Diana from Mexico City. Since I'm carrying a baby and a stroller and everything, it's harder for me to move around the city. And it's also very expensive if I try to take an Uber or something else.
And you made it to the Sacré-Cœur today. How did you get here?
By taking one bus, RR, and then the metro. It was a long ride.
I've come to a little square just beside the Sacré-Cœur, which is lined with restaurants and has many artists painting pictures and doing caricatures. An area like this is going to be very reliant on tourists for their trade.
My name is Jerome. I'm an artist painter. The impact is big, of course, it's huge, because most of our guests cancelled their vacation. You know, December is like June for us. It's a big month for business.
My name is Anthony. I'm the manager at the restaurant La Mère Catherine. For Christmas and New Year, we had a lot of people, but now it's finished because of the strike.
It's clear the longest-running strike in French history has caused sales across the city to plummet. According to the French Federation of Small Retailers, shop sales dropped between 30 and 50% last month, a key shopping season. One union has already agreed to get back to work this week, and while transit isn't completely back to normal, it's a welcome relief for weary travellers, tourists and shop owners alike. In Paris, I'm the BBC's Benji Guy for Marketplace.
Finally, any Queen fans out there?
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
The Royal Mint has issued commemorative coins featuring the rock band. They're now the first to get an official UK coin, and one can be yours for just under $17. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.